Professor Muhammad Bande, President of the 74th Session of the General Assembly, Your Majesties, Your Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, Your Excellency, Mr. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to congratulate you, Professor Muhammad Bande, on your election as President of the 74th Session of the General Assembly. Zimbabwe is confident that under your able stewardship, the General Assembly will accelerate the achievements of our organization's objectives. May I also commend your immediate predecessor, Ambassador Maria Fernanda Espinosa Garcês, for successfully presiding over the 73rd session of the General Assembly. I address the General Assembly today following the sad passing on of the founding father of our country, the late former president, His Excellency Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Mr. President, Zimbabwe is in transition and determined to overcome the reality that we were a collapsed economy with a collapsed currency. Due to the illegal economic sanctions imposed on our country. Since I took over the leadership of Zimbabwe, much has been accomplished with indicative recovery, stabilization and growth. Immense progress towards macroeconomic and fiscal stabilization, as well as high impact projects that paved the way for private sector-led growth have been achieved. Embedded in our aspirations is a strong sense of urgency for us to eradicate poverty, achieve quality and relevant education, create employment for women and youths, as well as mitigate the cross-cutting impact of climate change on our society and economy. Our people deserve better, and we are committed to delivering. The engagement and re-engagement with all countries of the world towards returning Zimbabwe to its rightful place within the Committee of Nations is yielding notable progress. Our arms remain outstretched with a genuine heart of friendship and cooperation to all those willing to take this new and exciting journey of Zimbabwe's rebirth. In our desire to deepen democratic space in our country, we have established an open political platform where we invite all political parties to frank debate and dialogue on aspects of our social, political, and economic reforms. Comprehensive and far-reaching reforms are being implemented by my government for the benefit, protection, and economic prosperity of our people in line with their ever-changing aspirations. Furthermore, the fiscal austerity and discipline has resulted in balanced books and a budget surplus, which is unprecedented in my country. The impact of change and reforms on the generality of all people take time, but we are in the right direction. We shall continue to put in place social safety nets to cushion the lower strata and the most vulnerable members of our society and appeal for further multilateral support in this regard. These achievements are in spite of the continued albatross of the illegal economic sanctions. These sanctions constitute a denial of the human rights of the people of Zimbabwe to develop and improvement of their quality of life. Furthermore, the sanctions are slowing down our progress, inhibiting our economic recovery, and punishing the poorest and the most vulnerable in our society. As the United Nations, let us boldly honor the principles of our charter. The wrongs of the world must be set right. Unfair practices must be challenged. Injustice, racism, and all forms of oppression of men by men must be opposed and rejected. My country applauds the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and all who stand with us in demanding the immediate and unconditional removal of these illegal sanctions. Those that impose illegal sanctions must heed this call and lift them now. Cooperation is a win-win game. Sanctions are a lose-lose game. Zimbabwe deserves a restart. Mr. President, Zimbabwe is also reforming laws and regulations governing trade, investment, and the easy and cost of doing business. Restrictions on shareholding across all sectors of the economy have been removed, and some public entities are being privatized. The new national investment policy reflects the commitment of my government administration to open up the economy. In line with our modernization and industrialization agenda, we are enhancing the quality of our education to make it more relevant for modern technology and innovation. Greater focus is now on science, technology, and innovation, while incubation hubs and industrial parks are being established throughout the country. Increased collaboration between industry, small and medium enterprises, and our education sector for responsive and relevant human capital development is being facilitated and encouraged. Our education system is now focused at producing relevant products, goods, and services which answer to the ever-changing needs of our country and the world at large. Mr. President, in our quest to deepen constitutionalism, the rule of law, democratic practices, good corporate governance, transparency and accountability, the capacity of institutions that protect democracy continue to be enhanced. The anti-corruption drive is being accelerated by my government through supporting and strengthening institutions which help in the fight against this corruption cancer. Notable progress has also been achieved in the area of political and legislative reforms. To date, the alignment of most of our laws to the Constitution is almost complete. We commend the support we continue to receive from the UNDP and other stakeholders. The outdated media laws, access to information, protection of privacy, and the old Public Order and Security Act have been repealed. New laws in relation to these areas have been enacted. Mr. President, let us accelerate our quest to end poverty by 2030 in the spirit of leaving no one behind. Synergies and greater coherence in the implementation of all global frameworks on sustainable development are imperative. The theme of this session, Galvanizing Multilateral Efforts for Poverty Eradication, Quality Education, Climate Action and Inclusion, is most appropriate and timely. As the climate crisis continues, the world is changing before our eyes. For us in Southern Africa, the recent cyclone Idai serves as a reminder that the impact of climate change and its damage to humankind and life on Earth is dire and irreparable. The tropical cyclone Idai left thousands upon thousands dead, injured or displaced, and a trail of infrastructure destruction. We are still recovering from this disaster, whose cost, reconstruction recovery, is estimated to be about $600 million for Zimbabwe alone in the region. Let me take this opportunity to thank all well wishers from across the world for the solidarity and support we received towards relief, recovery, reconstruction, and other forms of assistance following Cyclone Idai. Our country is an agro-based economy, with the agriculture sector contributing between 15 and 20% of the country's GDP and about 60% of raw materials for industry. The impact of climate change has not only affected our agricultural productivity and food security, but also our hydropower generation capacity and overall economic recovery, growth and development. Consequently, my government has since declared a state of national disaster. Mr. President, the importance of a reinvigorated and responsive multilateral system to promote global partnerships for peace and development cannot be overemphasized. Zimbabwe shall continue to play its part towards the attainment of world peace and sustainable development. The reform of the United Nations system, making it more representative, empowered and responsive to fulfill its mandate, is long overdue. Zimbabwe remains firm on the Africa position as enunciated by the Ezulwini consensus. Mr. President, let me conclude by reiterating that Zimbabwe is reforming and undertaking a shared journey towards a better and a more secure future. The task facing us is great. The road is long, winding, and at times very bumpy. But so is our potential and determination to succeed. I urge the world to be patient with us, to support us, and to join us on this new and exciting journey. Together, we will realize our common vision of a common future free of poverty, hunger, and conflicts on a safe planet for the benefit of all our people. I thank you.